Get caught up on all the new features inside of computer and custom vision in this episode of the AI Show, where Kelly takes us through all of the awesome features. Make sure you take a look. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show. We're going to talk about cognitive services, specifically vision services. I got my friend Kelly. How are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So tell us, what do you do at Cognitive Services?
So we work on the vision specifically, and we look at how we can add intelligent vision to your apps. So through custom vision and computer vision, we help you build vision models, and we also pre-build models for you.
So it's like AI, but like you don't have to think about it. You just call it and it does the right thing.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So what are we talking about? The things that are new for this update, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So why don't you go through them?
All right. So for computer vision, this is where we have all of our pre-built models. So this is things like image tagging, captioning, OCR. We also now are offering a new version of OCR, which is significantly better. We'll go through some examples of that.
Cool.
And we're also expanding the languages available for captioning.
Awesome. And this is really good because, like, if you're building a social media site, for example, and someone's trying to sneak in offensive material in a picture, you can now capture it right away and know that this is happening.
Exactly. And what this new engine does is does really well with those pictures that it has a background and pictures on top and words on top of it.
Now I'm able to solve those capture problems that everyone wants me to solve. I'm just kidding, of course. So these are the new features, OCR and languages for captioning.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to add?
No, I think that's it for this
for this one. So are we going to do the demo, or are you going to show us what's new in the custom vision for service?
So let's show a little bit about the OCR engine
first. Let's do it.
So this is an example of text on an image.
Okay.
This is what the old one did, and this is what our new one does. So as you can see, it catches a whole lot more and a lot more accurately.
I see. And so in this case, it's just an API call that you're calling. You're sending the image, and then it returns this text back. What is it that you're actually getting back?
So you'll get the actual bounding box of where it is,
okay,
and the text in it.
Oh, okay. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So a few more examples of that. And this, our old one didn't catch anything, and now you can see what the whole sign says. And so this is one of those where it's hard to see because you have lines over it, it's at an angle, but we're still catching the words here.
That's really cool. Now, did you just make a newer OCR model, or how? Why is it that it's better now?
So we have two OCR models. We have the handwritten one and the one for text that mm-hmm. works in, I think it's 23 languages.
Okay.
So this is an extension of the handwriting one. It only works in English, but it's a much more powerful model.
I see. Okay, awesome. All right, what else you got?
So we got a few more examples. The old one, it caught all the words, but it didn't exactly get them right. And now we are having a more accurate model.
That's cool.
And one more. This one, you can see there's things over the words, and yet we're still catching.
And the bounding box, too, which I think is important, right? Because you can see the bounding boxes are kind of okay on the first mm-hmm. one, but they're even better on the second one.
Yes, yes.
Oh, and it got and too.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Cool. And so again, it's just a call. Is it something that you have to? Because I remember when I called the API, I had to tell it like what I wanted it to mm-hmm. return. Is it just another flag that you put in?
Yeah. So this will be recognized text, and then it will say handwritten, false, and you'll get the printed text.
For fantastic. All right. Now, should we move on to custom vision?
Yeah. So for custom vision, those of you who don't know what it is, it's a tool to build image classification models quickly, easily, with little data.
I see. So this is for the case when computer vision isn't quite enough and you want to learn to distinguish between your own stuff. Did I get that right?
Exactly. Okay, cool. Anything that you can't, that we aren't currently looking for. So if it's something specific to you or just something obscure, you can use custom vision to get that.
Fantastic. And just an overview, how does one train the thing?
So you upload some images, you hit train, and then you get back a model.
Awesome.
You don't need any prior machine learning knowledge to do it.
Awesome. So what's new?
So we are now extending it to object detection. Previously, you could just tell what was in the image. Now we'll give you a bounding box and tell you where things are in the image.
Holy cow, that's crazy. So like
yeah.
if I have a set of products that I want to recognize, like let's say I want to recognize products in an image, I can mm-hmm. give it labels of the right products and it will find it. Do I have to tell it where the actual product
yeah.
is?
Okay. Yeah, so we'll do an example of how you do that, and we've made it a lot easier to tag these images. So anyone who's had to build object detectors before knows it's very painstaking to draw all these boxes around mm-hmm. it, so we've made it easier to do that. And then you only have to do it for maybe a couple hundred images or less, and mm-hmm. then you have a great model.
Awesome. Let's take a look.
All right. All right, so this is custom vision service. So this
cool.
is after you sign in, you'll see your projects. I've already built an object detector for us. So I built This is the object detector.
Okay.
So this one detects apples, oranges, and strawberries. As you can see, we have anywhere between 15 and 40 images, 45 images for each.
Cool.
So what you would get is when you upload them, they'd be untagged. And then for an image like this, you'll hover and it will give you suggested bounding boxes. So I just click. That's a strawberry. Click. Strawberry. Move to the next one.
That is so cool.
Yeah. And so it makes it really easy. And if you don't like the bounding box, you can easily just adjust it. But you don't have to drag and drop each one. Then again, you can always still use drag and drop if you want and make your own bounding boxes if we don't catch it. But most of them, we get pretty close.
And obviously, the more of these that you give a bounding box, the smarter it gets at this.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So how many do you suggest? Like, I've always get this question when I talk about custom vision service because it's an amazing thing to talk about. How many images should I have in order to make it distinguishable depending on the number of tags? And then for the bounding boxes, do I need the same or more bounding boxes?
So the amount of images we recommend is at least 15. But depending on how different the objects are, it depends on how many you need.
Sure.
So if we're going to do people detection, people look very different from one person to the next. But if you're going to do logo detection, no matter where you see the logo itself doesn't really change.
Right.
So you need a lot less there.
Okay.
So it really depends on what you're doing. And the best advice we can give is try it and see how many you need.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What about for the bounding box, though?
So I would say one per image. We say 15 images because really we're saying 15 bounding boxes, but the more the better.
Awesome. So you just try to label as many as you can and put them up there.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, so how does the API actually return the bounding box? Does it look the same as the computer vision one?
Yeah. So it will give you, it won't be the exact same output, but it will be similar. It will give you the coordinates of the bounding box and what the tags are. And so this is one that I've already trained. So what you'll get is you'll see this performance. So I have precision of 89.5 and recall of 100. So I can say I want it to be a more precise model and less recall. So what I would do is pull up the probability threshold and say, I want it to be precision of 100 and recall of 100. Only look at things that have a probability of 73 or higher.
Nice. And what's the MAP? That's new.
So that's the mean average precision. So this is the performance across all of the.
So this is for object detection.
Yeah.
Okay. So precision and recall are for tagging, and the MAP score, mean average precision, is the precision of the actual object detection.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, because there has to be a new thing if we're introducing a new thing.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So we can do some quick tests on some images.
Awesome.
So one of the great things about object detection, which you don't get with classification, is that you can actually count how many objects there are. So this one, as we said, the threshold we wanted was something around 70%. And now you can see that all the boxes actually go around individual strawberries. And we miss one, but most of them we see, and we can get a rough count of how many are in the object.
That's amazing. And now the other question I have, because before with the custom vision models, you were able to download some of them and execute the edge. Will the object detection also work on the edge?
Not yet, but we're looking to get that soon. So as you mentioned with export, we've actually added some more export capabilities for classification.
Okay, cool.
So if we go to classification, this is the same fruit classifier. I just did it in classification instead of object detection.
Okay.
And so we already had CoreML and TensorFlow export. We've now supported Onyx, which is Windows ML, and Docker files. So this is all the pieces you need to create your own container. And so you'll just do, if you have Docker on your machine, you just do Docker build, and you'll have a Linux or Windows container.
So what is it that you're actually downloading? Like a zip file of all the stuff that you need?
Yes, and a README with very clear instructions of how to turn that into a
that's cool.
container, and that would run on any Docker-enabled IoT Edge device.
Well, this is amazing. I love the things that have been added. I've used Custom Vision a lot. I show it to a lot of people. They're super impressed. It's cool that now we have an Onyx model, so you can do Windows ML. It's cool that you have a Docker file, so you can do whatever you want with this. And I love the object detection bit on this. So this is super amazing. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having us out.
Thanks so much for watching. We've been learning about the new features inside of Computer and Custom Vision for you to use in your applications. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.